If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Oh, hey, Guy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
This is tedious on therightstuff.biz.
Hello and welcome to the Matthew Cockrell Extinction Burst episode of The Daily Show.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Yeah.
Apocalypse.
It is episode 1051. The big Comic Sans Holocaust debate finally happens.
Dude.
The only way it could have been better is if you used papyrus. But as one of his own like Jew supporters said in his Culpstream chat, was it worth it, Matt? Was it worth hounding Enoch for 2 years for this on a stream that's been unlisted? Which we have the entire thing. We're probably going to watch the whole thing, the Culpstream.
I don't want to watch the whole thing.
You have
two choice moments. Look, I'd actually rather
the entire thing is a choice moment. You don't understand.
I would rather do staircase bit on the debate itself without actually having to do 1.5 speed on it because it's like too much to find stuff.
We could do that as well.
There were some issues that did arise that I wanted to clear up about.
Sure.
Well, of course, I've had brutal staircase wit, as you always do in these situations, which doesn't mean that Cockrell was not like completely
As I said to you, there's a lot of good points. As I said to you before the show, like the reason you have staircase wit in a Holocaust debate is the Holocaust narrative is so bad. It has so many holes. There's like just countless jokes and details.
You keep thinking of new ones.
Oh, I could have hit that one. I got to hit this. But the point is like you hit them all as well as you can. Like it's, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, just do me one favor. Before we do his cope stream, I want to answer the thing that he, and I know I don't have to do it. I made the point I don't have to do it. He's essentially asking me to prove a negative or asking me to prove something that's not necessary, which is like prove it's a hoax. Like he was saying, like, and I'm like,
I don't have to,
my
bro.
Argument was like, my argument was like the fact that all these things are lies is the proof that it's a hoax. Right. But he wanted something like proving some intentionality of a hoax. I don't think that that's necessary when you can easily prove something is a lie and that it's being spread, then you know it's a hoax. The immediate example I gave was, well, you yourself gave evidence that the Soviets tried to blame the Nazis for the Katyn Forest massacre. That would be evidence of an intent to hoax.
Yeah.
Right? Like they obviously wanted to do it. So why wouldn't they do it elsewhere? I had brought up the issue with Anthony Blinken's father, who said he was gassed like 2 or 3 times and then he ran to the woods and was rescued by a Negro tank driver. And he was there, the Negro battalion or tank battalion, whatever it would have been, would not have been anywhere near a Jew escaping from Auschwitz, right? It would have been like 700 kilometers away,
right?
So we showed this based on the dates and everything, like when this would have happened. So, you know, he says he was on the death march from Auschwitz. That went 63 kilometers west of Auschwitz.
Yeah.
But the town that it went to in Poland is still like 750 kilometers from Salzburg, where the Negro tank battalion would have been.
Right.
But even so, the dates are all fucked up because they wouldn't have even entered Germany through the Rhineland until March, when Auschwitz was so-called liberated in January. Anyway.
And Cockrell's answer.
It's obviously a fake story. Yes. Yeah. His answer to that was that guy is a crazy liar.
Which you're not supposed to say that.
Obviously crazy.
You're supposed to believe all survivors in this. Like you're supposed to hold it. You're supposed to hold all these contradictory stories that don't line up with like actual recorded history. And you're supposed to just go with that because because of the intergenerational trauma and the blood memory of the Holocaust. Like, you're just supposed to be, you're supposed to literally, it was real in my mind, but that doesn't work too well when you have a debate about the subject, and you're not supposed to, you're not supposed to say, like, well, that guy's a crazy liar. It's like, yeah, I know. That's my point.
Supposed to say that, but the other thing is his demand for some proof of an intentional hoax is
that's the
Secretary
hoax.
Of State
yeah.
of the United States going on video and repeating this story.
Right.
Not only that, CNN had yeah. done a story on it like several years ago yep. when he was first nominated to be Secretary of State. They ran a story on this. So you have a story that is clearly false.
Right.
I found out it was false in like a few minutes of checking where the Negro Tank Battalion was and the dates and the places and all that stuff. Cockrell, as a historian, theoretically should know it's false. Yet this the literally the fourth in line, I think, for the presidency in our country.
Yeah.
I think fourth in line after Speaker of the House.
Yep.
Is out there on video saying, yeah, no, this all
there's
is
also,
true.
There's also, like, you want evidence.
That's evidence of an intergenerational hoax evidence right of, there. Now, I have many other examples. But
evidence
yeah.
evidence of a hoax is a bizarre thing to ask for when the entire point is, like, all this evidence doesn't line up and these things are lies. And then there's there's an international yeah. network of, like, museums that are built to commemorate this event, to never again everyone to death, and yeah, to, yeah. like, and to present you with piles of shoes as if they correspond, the pits filled with Jews, and all that, like, right. all these things that don't add up to anything. That's, I mean, what more evidence do you really need? And I don't have to prove
it's
that.
It's kind of like asking, like, okay, so you've proved that this is a lie, but now prove that they meant it. Prove it's not just like an accident.
Well, this is why I essentially didn't want you to do the debate, because the best yeah. debate to have about the Holocaust is with two deniers. Because they're the only ones that care about the truth. Like, if you've got a Holocaust affirmer, basically you've got a bad faith actor in the room that just wants to shit all over the board and pretend that they won. And that's what that kind of thing is the, and this is why he wanted a moderator that was on his side, because then they yeah. desperately wants help from the chat.
Well, he wanted Richard Spencer
to make it talk. I think he just did that to trigger you. Like, I'm pretty sure. As
no,
I've said,
he's buddies with them. He's doing
Let me. The emails you've told me about that he sent you, he was trying to get you to pull out. He was trying to make yes. you mad so you would not do it, so he could say that you pulled out of the debate and you're a wuss. That's what he wanted.
Probably,
because this
yeah,
went.
Probably,
so he yeah. has such a lack of self awareness about how he looks, about his presentation. About how he sure he's lying
to himself.
Tell
Alex about that.
Which
Alex
part
is like the visceral reactor, because he doesn't know any of this stuff. So
I need to pull
I didn't
up some
understand
memes.
This
I have a meme right here.
He said it. I didn't understand this at the time, but about 2/3 of the way through, Cockrell turns off his camera.
Yes, he turned off his camera because he looked terrible.
And he said something is wrong with my camera. I don't know what it is.
What's
he
wrong with it is your
speaker's logo up there.
Yeah.
Well, now. During the debate, I was not paying attention. I didn't care. Like, I was just debating. I wasn't thinking about what maybe his camera did malfunction.
It's fucking great.
The other one is my.
Well,
my,
he
is
has
like
this.
Literally...
He has this like he has the camera like down. He's shooting up at himself from a table. So his big fat like waddle like beard like when he's hiding with the beard and his jaw
Click
is
on
like
the one underneath.
It's like he's got like this little tiny pinhead and this giant like bottom of his. It's not like he has a strong jaw. It's like you just look like an egg, and it's shooting like straight up your nose. It's retarded.
It
like, how do you not
dumb,
know?
But, like, the funny thing was that.
Oh, I only have funny pictures.
Here's
of
why.
You.
Here's what I think is funnier. Right. I don't really care if somebody's like ugly. Right? Like, I don't really give a shit. Like, people, that's my favorite. I like that. That's my favorite meme, I have to say.
Yeah,
if I do say
stuff.
So myself.
Oh, I should have busted that mug out this morning. I haven't used it in a while because I've had
downstairs
in the Richard Evans mug.
It. So I want to say something about this, though. The reason I bring up this point is because it's not even just because he's an ugly person, because that, like, lots of people are ugly. You can be smart and ugly. There's people I respect that aren't the best looking. Like, you know, I'm not the best looking. So the
right,
thing
but
is
you
that,
set up a camera and you made your stream so you're not distracted by how ugly you are.
It's not just that, though.
He set himself up to be like, look how terrible I am at this. Not only am I gonna, not only am I shilling for like the biggest point. Jewish lie in the world, but I don't know how to set up my camera. I don't know how to look good while I do it. And basically, he kind of uses that as his excuse for losing at the end. It's like in the culture.
Maybe he did that on purpose. But let me make my final
point. I actually just don't think he's that smart to have a plan. I think he just Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, that's actually – a lot of people were – after interacting with him, a lot of people were – Stryker was particularly suspicious that this guy had some crazy something like that. And I was like, dude, you got to understand. Like, this guy's actually – his brain doesn't work properly based on emails I have. But let me explain. The reason I bring this up is because he says at one point, like after I was doing my monologue, after I finished my monologue.
Right.
He was making fun of me in his rebuttal, saying, like, poll is saying you're losing. Like, I'm on poll right now, and they're saying you're losing. They're all making fun of you. And then, like, an hour or so later, or however much longer later, because poll was relentlessly making fun of him for how he looks, he turned his camera off.
Right.
That's what you get for paying attention to poll.
Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption. Not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use eChecks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
You fucking
I'm trying
moron.
To use that as an own.
That's the point I want to make. It's not. I don't give a shit that you're ugly and dumb looking. Plenty of people are ugly and dumb looking. Plenty of academics, plenty of intelligent professors are stupid and dumb looking. But you paid attention to poll. And it probably fucked up your concentration. It probably fucked up your ability to think. Because you're sitting there
refreshing
thinking that.
Poll.
And I'm sure that obviously people on poll are talking shit on me. But by the end of it, even people that call me Mike the Kike were saying, yeah, I got to say, like, he's fucking wrecking this guy. So, like, I mean, that's my issue. It's, I don't care. He's ugly. Whatever. People are ugly.
I'm not even talking about him being ugly.
What's funny
is just that his shit is so bad.
He cares about Paul. That's what's worse. That's even worse than being ugly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's trapped in. Really? Yeah. He's trapped in a moment in time that doesn't exist anymore. Actually, Paul was never important.
He was
always
saying
pretend.
Paul was my people. I was like, in what universe do you live?
Yeah. That's
he's
never
like, you're
been
on, Mike, listen, you're on. I can't even do his effeminate accent. Lots of people are saying he's gay. I don't know if that's the case.
He's very awkward. He's very awkward.
But
and
he
effeminate.
Was.
I don't know.
He reminds me less of a gay person than as a person who doesn't really know how to interact with people and like is always like stepping on rakes socially because he doesn't know how to just be normal.
Yeah.
I'm he's got those weird like ways he fronts and his weird way of like. Mike, don't get tough, Pat. Like, and all that shit was fucking annoying. But he was saying, like, Paul is my people. And I was like, that has never been true.
Paul is Jews and federal agents. Like, that always has been. The chance
maybe
are
not like 2004, but like by the time we got by the time like TRS started, yeah, Paul was already going downhill.
Paul is eating up so much bandwidth right now. Like, that place is a dumpster fire.
No one even uses it anymore, do they?
Well, Alex,
I've never heard anyone mention poll.
And the only reason I bring it up was because I thought it was so ridiculous that this guy.
Yeah, why is Conor looking at it?
Well, that's my point, and that's why he ended up. And I'm like, if you look at poll, you're going to like destroy yourself. Like that is why it exists. Like you looking at poll and caring about what people on there say made you like turn your camera off because they're making fun of your looks, and that just made you look even stupider. And I didn't pick up. I legitimately believed that his camera malfunctioned. And then I get off, and Stryker, who's openly chastising people for making it about Cockrell's looks instead of about that he got beaten on ideas, because that's like Stryker's thing. He says privately, like, "Yeah, no, like he turned off his camera because he's ugly." And I was like, "Oh my fucking god, dude! I didn't even think of that."
Well, yeah,
but it was funny because I wore a jacket and a shirt, like not anything fancy, just a sport coat.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't usually wear because I figured like presentation is part of how people judge debate.
It takes away a thing someone can say after the fact. A bad actor that wants to make it like you actually lost would just point it like, oh, look at his wrinkly shirt. And it's like, well, now you can't say that. That's basically all it is. And he didn't have the wherewithal. And he's basically, since he lost.
I thought he would wear a suit.
He lost so bad. He lost so badly that's what he's trying to go with, is that, like, he lost solely on because you're a charismatic guy that speaks well and has good rhetoric. That's what he's, like, I only lost because of, and it's just like.
Oh, then don't debate me, bro.
But it's like if he had set up his camera correctly and didn't look like a fucking moron, he wouldn't be able to say that. He would just have to say, I lost.
Well, the other thing is, though,
like, he got mugged.
True,
I mean,
let's assume it's true for a second, right? Like, let's assume that's correct. That's why he lost, not the facts. Well, you knew that before.
Right.
Like, he watches our show. He presumably, you know, the NJP speeches. Like, you knew already that I'm a good speaker. Like,
right.
That's why you came after me.
And why do you think Dr. Avi fucking dropped out? Like, he could
Dr. Avi dropped out when we wouldn't give him the advantage of doing the debate on a Jewish anarchist fucking YouTube channel.
Well, it was that, and it was also that he wanted to, like, he thought you were just going to negotiate about, like, how many were killed. And when he realized, like, these people reject the entire premise, and they're not stupid. I guess we can't do this. Cockrell didn't process, like, you're not stupid. Right? Like, Dr. Avi understands, like, all right, a stupid guy. It's just going to, like, trip over, like, cookie memes and fail at this and ask about the detached chimney is not going to do well against me, Dr. Avi, Jewish intellectual.
Well,
where Cockrell,
Dr. Avi,
Cockrell
I
just
think
thinks, like,
do.
Cockrell can just say, like, well, I have the entire force of social proof on my side. There's no way I can lose. And and usually dumb guys are just dumb, so I can just go up against them as if you're dumb guys, and he just got blown out. Because he doesn't see it. Because of the mental bullshit that I've brought up is like he's like Michael Edison Hayden. He's just like obsessed with you and Stryker that you're not his friend. Like, I can't believe these guys that are better than me and on every level of life like aren't my pal and they disagree with me on this thing and I have to lash out and get them because
well there's some amount of weird resentment with Cockrell. But let me explain Dr. Abbey what I think happened with that. He was the one that initially wanted to do the debate. And he challenged Stryker.
Right.
And Stryker wanted to do it with me. And Avi was like, that's fine if I can get a second too. So we were like, fine. So he picks up Cockrell. Then we negotiate over this stuff. Cockrell takes his 18 or 20 months to go and get the Goebbels diary entries, which he never even used. I mean, I think he read one, but he might as well have just used the normal translation that I've read hundreds of times because there's no point in him going to the only reason. Was this trick he planned on doing with the German documents. So the idea they had in their head was he's a doctor. He's a medical doctor, so he's a scientist. Cockrell is like a PhD student or something. So these are two super academic, professional scientists, academic. Stryker and I are just two dumb goys, right? They're going to wreck us. They're going to roll over.
And he's a scientist.
Okay. Fair enough. Well.
They don't do science.
I thought he just has you pop pills and cut tummies open
but
for
you
babies.
You could theoretically do both because he actually did do some chemical meta analysis of Gemma Rudolph's work, which I'm assuming medical school trains you to do that kind of work, right? You can at least do a meta analysis of a study of a chemical level in a wall or something, right? So Dr. Avi, in the one conversation we had with him, Stryker already stumped him on a bunch of stuff just in our little Skype convo. And then he was saying, when you guys can give us whatever you want, like Ernst Zundel or whatever. And I was like, I don't think you understand what's happening here.
Right.
Like, I like Ernst Zundel, but I'm not going to argue the same arguments he made. I mean, he has good arguments, but he's also got bad arguments. And he also just doesn't have the right – he doesn't do the same style we do. And once – the thing was, though, from the beginning, they were plotting to have a handicap.
Right.
Which was they were going to do it on Abby's buddy's channel. And the reason Avi wanted to do this was because he is on that channel, that Ask Yourself channel, which I don't know if it's even up anymore. That's that vegan guy that JF like ran around in circles with the idea that chickens are farming humans, which was fucking hilarious.
The baby.
It was dumb, but
the
it was funny.
Baby.
Because he was like, the chicken have lots of baby.
Baby.
Like, that was that guy. So they do like really spurgy debates, like real spurgy debate stuff on that channel. And so that guy was also saying, we're not going to do like a moderated debate. But the thing was, the whole setup was we go on their channel and then we are judged by their channel's audience and their standards. And he says like, and this, I got this from talking to Ask Yourself. He's like, we do the spurgiest debates. We have like charts, like truth tables and logic charts, and I'm like, I'm not interested in that shit. And also, like, you're Jewish and your friends, I didn't know he was Jewish, you're Jewish and your friends with this guy. And then he starts sending me, like, he was trolling me and sending me like pictures of menorahs and shit like that, And I'm like, all right, this guy's not going to moderate this debate. Like, I'm not walking into that trap, right? And also knowing that they're gonna sit there and they're going to do their little truth tables and logic traps, and they're going to rate, like, them having won and us having lost. And that will be then, like, that's literally what that – their whole chat, that whole community of that channel was going to collaborate with you to do that. Point is that they were collaborating with the moderator. So we were just like, that's not fair. No, we're not doing that, right? I suggest Ryan Dawson as a moderator, and Cockrell, like, freaked out. He wanted nothing to do with it. So he can't say that it's, like, unreasonable to say, like, you can't have the moderator literally be in your fucking corner. Dawson probably wouldn't have even been in our corner. He actually would have been probably pretty objective.
He probably would have. He probably would have, like, ruined the entire thing because he's so autistic. Like, it would have been an absolute waste of time. Like, he would have been perfect for them. He would have been hung up on, like, all these procedural things that Cockrell wanted to do. And
who knows?
I don't know.
But the other thing is he's like, Dawson does the bit of, like, Nazis kill lots of people, but not with gas chambers. So that's his take on it. It's like, all right, fair enough, whatever. Everyone killed lots of people. Anyway, so then when we said we wouldn't do that, Abby just checked. He's like, all right, bye. Yeah. He's like, I'm not interested in doing it on any platform. He even said, I don't do debates anywhere but this channel. And I was like, all right, well then, all right, see ya.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio and how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall?
Because he needs that handicap. I think then he did debate Sean Lass on Trannies or something like that on Politically Provoked. I don't fucking care about that.
Politically Provoked is another Jewish channel. So
that's when I actually realized that Ask Yourself was in their corner. Because Ask Yourself himself sent me an email.
Yeah.
Ask himself. He sent me an email of Sean Lass' debate with Dr. Abby on Trannies.
Right.
And he's like, just so you can see Dr. Abby in action. And my response was, well, that's not a debate on the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And he got all, he was like, well, I just thought you would like to see his chops. I'm like, I don't give a shit about his chops.
Yeah.
Like, the Holocaust is fucking fake, bro. And then he started, like, actively just attacking me in emails. So I was like, all right, fuck this guy. So that's what happened. Abby was like, I'm not debating with that. And then Cockrell still wanted to do it. So, of course, now it's me he wanted. Anyway, whatever.
Let's go look at the results. Let's have a look at the results here. Let's have a look at how it's going. How it's
going. 3, 2, 1.
See if we're this out. Is such a train wreck. This actually makes me cringe. Beyond.
I'm going to be right back, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, there it is. Oh, the chat is on here. So right here.
Oh, yeah, you can see it there.
Where was it? I just saw it.
I can't read it in the image I saw. It's, like, way too hard to read that. It's, like, all... I don't know if you'll ever be able to read that text. Unless you can
there
read
you
it.
There you go. Do this guy, Duvid.
Oh, Duvid!
Duvid. Was it worth 2 years of begging Enoch to talk? To History Speak. Was it... There he is. Was it worth it?
Did Stryker debate Duvid? Or did he... No, was he debated the Rebbe? Remember when...
Yeah, the Rebbe.
The Rebbe. I think he might have done Duvid as well. There was an... Oh, no. He also then... There's another Jew in that clique. Judas Maccabeus is what the other Jew that he debated goes by. So he debated two Jews in this circle. So there's also that guy Duvid, and there's also, what is that guy, Base Takes or Alt-Right Jew or whatever?
And here's
or
a, used to go with hold Alt-Right on, Jew, hold on. I didn't. None of this matters. In the fucking chat, someone's asking him, where do they go then is categorically an appeal to ignorance. Undergrad freshman know better than that, and I know you do. These are his own people talking to Cockrell. This is how blown out he is. The whataboutism thing.
One thing I want to say,
yeah.
Oh, did they call him out on doing whataboutism when I specifically said that's not what I'm doing and explained exactly what I was
doing.
Well,
of course. I mean, that's the I mean, you have to take the whatever out you can, any port.
Were they calling him out on that, or were they accusing me of it?
No, someone in here with another, like, Jewish sounding name is saying the whataboutism was predictable.
No, but that's not the point of it.
I know. They also know. He says, how is it relevantly pointing fingers at the Allies and saying America bad, America terrorist state, not whataboutism? It's because it was a fucking illustration of what a government looks like when they have these kind of policies.
Right.
Germany did not have a genocidal policy. They should have, but they didn't. That was their mistake. And they lost. They should have done all these things. I mean, actually, they would have come up with smarter ways to liquidate the Jewish problem in Europe, and the world would be better off if they had, but they didn't. And America, the Allies, had a policy of genociding German workers and genociding Japanese.
Right.
That's what they did.
And Winston Churchill was probably the origin of the policy.
It's not whataboutism.
The point he was. Let me explain.
The documents explaining that policy are not disputed. That's the point. Like, you don't have to have a decoder ring to look them up and hear about it.
Right. Right. So the documents provide, of which there were so many, I actually probably included too many because it got boring, of Allies openly saying we are terror bombing civilians, we are bombing them with the intention of causing terror, we want to disrupt their lives, we want to make their lives hell, so they pressure the German government to surrender or they lose their morale. The thing I said, Winston Churchill said in 1940, we want to do an exterminating bombing attack on Germany. It's like, okay, now, I actually had Cockrell tripped up on that. I'm like, so did Winston Churchill in July of 1940, when he said we want to do an exterminating attack? Because remember, they used that one time Goebbels said, like, we're liquidating Jews in his diary as, like, evidence of the Holocaust. I'm like, okay, so then clearly Winston Churchill had a plan to kill every single German person in July of 1940. Explain to me why he did not. Cockrell was actually very tripped up by that.
Of course he was.
Oh, you're saying it's more complicated than that, Matthew? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
So that was actually the point of that whole presentation.
Yes.
So Alex doesn't know what I did. So in my monologue, I went through a bunch of Holocaust stuff, and my final point was I read a lot of Allied documents about the combined bomber offensive and the nukes on Japan, and also the firebombing of Tokyo, and the documents of the government officials planning and discussing these things, which were unambiguous attacks on civilians to induce terror. They themselves say this throughout this whole massive documentary record, saying, like, you don't have a comparable record for Germany saying things like that about Jews. You have to pick and choose little words. You have to say special action means something different, etc. And I even had the point where at some point, the United States Bomber Command of the 8th Air Force, which is like the most famous one, you know, like the Doolittle Raid and all that crap, they were started to just say military target. But they had defined military target so broadly that it was anything. They were literally like, any town can have a factory. Any factory is a war factory. You can bomb any town. That was their justification for the doctrine. And so everything. So I'm like, obviously, here's an example of a euphemism, right? Even if you want to make the euphemism argument. But then my question is, Matthew, does every single time a United States or British document says military target, is every single time they say that they are actually killing civilians? Is that true? Because that would then refute his point about the so-called special action, that this means killing. So that was my point in doing all of that. And I knew that I was going to get accused of whataboutism, and that, so I literally inbefored it in my final paragraph. I said, lest I be accused of whataboutism, no, here is the point. Let me reiterate. You can't show me some similar string of documents like this. And he even said at one point, because I brought up the book Hellstorm, which has some testimonies in it that historians don't take seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take them seriously because they're crazy. And he mentioned some of them, like people saying, I was in Hamburg or Dresden, and I saw somebody disappear into a puddle of goo or something like that. And I'm like, that might have actually fucking happened when a city's getting napalmed. But he's saying people were disappearing in puffs of green smoke, and there's, and I'm sure that's true. And he's like, so did the bombing?
West.
Well, but here's what the point was. The point was, so did the bombing of Hamburg and Dresden not happen because some people said crazy things. I'm like, well, if the city were still standing and people were saying that, I would say, yes, that's not true.
Right.
The problem is we all know those cities were leveled.
Right.
And we also have, like, we actually have everything you don't have. So if all I had for the bombing of Dresden for evidence was a testimony saying these bombs flew and my friend disappeared in a puff of green smoke, I'd be like, well, that's probably not true because the city is still there.
Right.
And we don't have any evidence that it was ever bombed.
Right. Right?
Like, that's the kind of the point. And it's like, you're actually kind of walking right into it. Then he had another study where he's saying, like, people who are traumatized often exaggerate and, like, make things up. I'm like, bro.
Like all the Jews.
Do you realize, like, what? Did that make my point and not yours?
No, he has like I said, when we're going to watch this Cope stream, he has a dazzling lack of self-awareness. I think he doesn't understand how he looks and sounds to other people. Because he makes points all the time that illustrate your point. Like, his entire thing with the Kramer documents, like, that proves our point.
Fucking lying.
Right. It's like, this is why.
He's lying.
This is exactly what you people always do. It's like, you have introduced a document, you're conflating it with another document, and Mike's confused, and you're not clearing it up because you're not, oh, got him now. He doesn't know that these two things exist and they contradict each other, so I'll just be quiet while he stumbles. Like, and that's like, yes, that's exactly why Holocaust debate is pointless, because this is what you always rely on. This is why you weren't allowed to submit new evidence for the thing, but you still slipped one through. Well, and you're dying, and he's dying out.
I'll say this though: he did include both of those documents, but once I read the first one, mm-hmm. and it doesn't say gassing, and then I saw the second one was from 1947 testimony, I just dismissed it because I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I was very, very confused. Because I was talking about the diary entry. I was saying this guy never said he saw gas.
But once again, he was very happy to not clear that up for you, because that's how they always want. It's like, I've submitted a thing and you don't know what the rebuttal is to it. Now I win the debate. It's like, because everything they have has a rebuttal. It's just a question of, like, do you know that rebuttal or not? Everything
well,
they had
it up.
Right. He would have just been like, oh.
Which, I'll be honest, I had totally forgotten about the testimony because I don't, like, or the 19.
Hey, everybody. Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life. And I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
1947 hearing testimony. Because I don't take it seriously.
Right.
Because he's obviously under duress.
But they take that seriously.
So,
under duress doesn't matter, remember?
That's his evidence that special action means gassing. That's his evidence. Now, there's no reason to actually think it does, and I'll explain. So, before we do that, I'll just do this one thing, then we can go. I know you want to get to the Cope stream, but I want to talk about
it. I'm just saying that bit makes our point for us. Like, you cannot you cannot lay a glove on anybody in these discussions unless you can do a trick like that.
Right.
That's what it is.
Let me explain this. So there's also a Robert Faurisson essay on this very issue that's very good. And somebody linked it to me after the debate and was like, here, have you read this yet? And I was like, no, I haven't read that ever. And it was very good. So this guy, I forget his first name. I guess it was Dr. Kremer. I don't know. This document let me see what his first name was. It says, I don't know. Oh, it just says Dr. Kremer. Whatever. We'll just go with Dr. Kremer. So Dr. Kremer was a German doctor. He was not a Nazi. So this is also funny. He was not a member of the Nazi party. In fact, he probably was somewhat of a dissident, according to Robert Friesen, because he was in the diary that Matthew cited from. There's actually entries where he talks about getting secret underground pamphlets from the German Socialist Party, which was, you know, left-wing opposition to the Nazis.
Right.
And they were spreading, interestingly, they were spreading propaganda saying that millions of Jews were getting gassed.
Right.
Like during the war.
Right.
Like during the war, while their country was being attacked, these German socialists were spreading this stuff. And Dr. Kremer puts it in his diary.
Oh, my God. He just reminded me. Okay, go ahead.
But since he's obviously talking about propaganda pamphlets, that is never cited. Because there's literally – Robert Friesen's like there's an entry where the guy says, I went to the barber, and the barber, who was also a member of this socialist underground, gave me a pamphlet saying that we've already gassed 2 million Jews. And so he was given a Socialist Party propaganda pamphlet by his doctor, meaning he and his barber were part of an underground network.
Right.
Right. So he was a dissident. But in any case, I didn't know that. That was new interpretation to me. But in any case, he was a German doctor. He goes to Auschwitz at some point. And here are some entries from his diary that were given to me, translated into English, because they were, I'm assuming, part of Nuremberg, or they're part of some trial because they thought they had an own with this. So here, I'm going to read the diary. It's kind of funny. So September 1st, 1942, he says, wrote off to Berlin for officer's cap, belt, suspenders. So I guess he did. He was made an officer, you know, in the German military or something, as a doctor. I guess doctors are officers. I think our military does that, too. In afternoon, attended block gassing with Zyklon B against lice. That's what he says, September 1st, 1942. September 2nd, 1942. For the first time at 3 a.m. outside, attended a special action. Dante's Inferno seems almost a comedy compared to this. They don't call Auschwitz the camp of annihilation for nothing. Now, that sounds pretty bad, but let's...
It's called the Divine Comedy. Right?
Yeah, that's actually kind of funny. But, like, I guess we can't... I didn't actually catch that the first time. Now, that sounds pretty bad, but... I'll explain why it doesn't matter in a second. September 3rd. For the first time, so he's been in Auschwitz 2 days now. September 3rd, 1942. For the first time, came down with diarrhea with vomiting and colic type attacks of pain, which have hit everyone here in the camp. Cannot be the water, as I have not drunk a drop. Also, the bread cannot be responsible, as those who have eaten only white bread have also. And here it says special diet. So you eat only white bread, that's a special diet. Now, if he didn't have that context of eating only white bread, I guarantee you special diet would have been taken to mean like poison. You just eat Zyklon tablets or something.
Yeah.
Special diet. Have also come down with it. Most probably the reason is the unhealthy continental and very dry tropical climate with its dust masses of vermin flies. I mean,
okay.
I thought tropical Poland.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, right? But maybe there's a really dry season in Poland. I don't know. I mean, no one really disputes that this guy was in Auschwitz at this time. So it says September 4th, to combat the diarrhea, 1 day of gruel and peppermint tea, followed by a week's special diet, charcoal and tannelbin at intervals, already considerably better. Okay, good for him. September 5th, in the morning, attended special action from the women's concentration camp, Muslims. The most dreadful of horrors, Master Sergeant Thilo, troop doctor, was right when he said to me that this is the anus mundi. That means the anus of the world.
Hmm.
In the evening, towards 8 o'clock, attended another special action from Holland. Because of the special rations, they get a fifth of a liter of schnapps, 5 cigarettes, 100 grams salami, and bread. The men all clamor to take part in such actions today and tomorrow, Sunday work. So it's obvious he is not talking about people getting gassed. And the reason is because he says it's at the women's camp. The gas chamber wasn't in the so-called gas chamber wasn't in the women's camp. And he also says
he also just didn't say anything about gassing anybody. He also just didn't say anything. He just like you're going so deep that he just didn't say anything about that.
Right. But it couldn't you can't actually interpret based on where he's saying he also but there's two reasons you can't do it.
Right.
September 2nd. For the first time at 3 a.m. outside, attended a special action.
Oh.
The gas chamber, the so-called gas chambers, are not outside. They're inside. And then he's saying that, then after that, he's saying there's another special action at the women's camp. And then another one at the women's, at the camp from people from Holland. These are all different places. They have different places for different nationalities in the barracks, right? So he was outside. He was at the Muslim women camp, because I guess they had their own. And then he's at the one from Holland. None of those are the fucking gas chamber. Right? So I was very confident in bringing this document up. And also, he does mention gassing. The only time he says it, he says, attended a block gassing with Zyklon B against lice.
Right. Which is all it was there for.
Which is why it was
there. Which they go, see, they had the gas there. It's like, well, yeah, because they...
Well, no one disputes that there was a Zyklon B. Well,
that's what the whole thing is built on. It's ridiculous.
So then he in 1947, he testified at some trial, I'm assuming in Germany, and Cockrell cites from this, and he says this. This is 1947. He says, particularly unpleasant was the gassing of the emaciated women from the women's camp who were generally known as Muslims. I remember I once took part in the gassing of one of these groups of women. I cannot say how big the group was. When I got close to the bunker, I saw them sitting on the ground. They were still clothed. As they were wearing worn-out camp clothing, they were not left in the undressing hut but made to undress in the open air. I concluded from the behavior of these women that they had no doubt what fate awaited them, and they begged and pleaded, blah, blah. So, all right. I mean, the funny thing is,
that's just made up. That would have been in your diary, sir.
Why didn't he put that in his diary?
Because it's
made
up.
And as Robert Faresen points out, he wasn't afraid of essentially admitting in his diary that he was part of the German Socialist Party's underground
right.
dissident network and receiving underground dissident pamphlets. So if he's willing to say that, why won't he say this? And in that part, in that pamphlet, he says, yeah, my barber gave me a pamphlet saying that we've gassed 2 million Jews. So why doesn't he say, it turns out it's right. And he says it's no wonder they call this a camp of annihilation. I mean, all right. That means the conditions were fucking terrible.
This is awful
after
there.
He says that, probably. He talks about how he's puking and shitting for days because he got sick from the conditions. So no wonder they call it the camp of annihilation. It annihilated this guy's asshole. Like, his fucking guts were annihilated. Like, he was blown out. He was having a, you know. Yep. So, yeah. Like, that's all easily explainable. But what happened was Cockrell deliberately, like, he was saying, it says gassing. The part about the Muslims women's camp says gassing. And I was like, dude, it does. And I was fumbling around trying to find the document. I know I read this. Like, it does not say it. It says special action. And then finally Stryker sends it to me because I couldn't find it in his mess of he's got folders and nested in folders. I couldn't find where it was. Anyway, Stryker sends it to me. He's like, you sent me this document a few days ago. Here it is. And I was reading. I was like, no, it's right here. It says special action. And he was like, Mike, scroll down. It says gassing. Scroll down. Now, they weren't in the same file. So if I scrolled down in that file, yeah. I wouldn't have seen it. But once I got the document, I was like, no. It says, yeah. Anyway, that was the only time he tripped me up because he was gaslighting me. And
he was lying. He was doing the thing.
He
that
sent
they have
those
to do.
Documents. He was more familiar with them than I am.
Right.
He knew I was referring to the one and not the other. And he also knew that after the little argument we had, if he said, you're looking at his diary.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
Diary entry. I'm talking about his testimony in 1947.
You would have been like, oh, well, I discount that completely.
I would have been like, well, then that's bullshit.
Yeah. The testimony.
I don't care about his testimony where he's trying not to go to jail. I think they ended up killing him anyway. I'm not sure. I think they ended up executing this guy or something bad happened to him. I don't know. They put him in jail or whatever. Maybe he died there. I'd have to look it up. Faresen has stuff about that in his article. I didn't get to
read
it.
But it's the same thing as like when I said on Twitter that the Sonic Commando, no one ever mentioned washing the walls off to prevent Prussian blue until after the Lichter report. He posted a screenshot of Miklos Naizli, missed those up, talking about washing down bodies because the bodies shit themselves. It's like, that's not now, cleaning the wall, but he just had to run away, hoping that you just take his word for it. This is washing the walls.
Now, this two documents together are what was going to be his argument for the fact that special action means gassing.
Right.
Because he's going to say we have him saying special action here, and then we have him saying gassing here. But by the time that probably seemed very clever to him before we started debating, right?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
But once we were debating, he knew that I would be like, well, that's like, he's obviously just getting told to fucking say that, or he understands that he has to say that because he's like under some kind of duress. So yeah, like basically I throw all testimonies of Nazis in court proceedings into the trash directly,
right?
And I'm not ashamed of it. And he knew that, and he also knew that he can't particularly in that debate format, make me look dumb for saying that.
Right.
He was himself saying all court proceedings are inherently coercive. And I'm like, well, first of all, that's not true. It's coercive if you're a defendant. But even so, if you're a defendant in a trial in America or even Germany, actually, you get a better shake in Germany generally. They have better rule. Interestingly, Germany has the rule, unless this is a meme and I'm repeating it and it's wrong. My understanding is a German legal system, even if you confess, they still have to prove it, which is very interesting. But not for this. This is the exception. And of course, the Nuremberg trial wasn't a trial. The defendants were not allowed. The only reason for a not guilty plea was I didn't know that this was going on. So, of course, everybody, all the way up to Hermann Göring, mm-hmm. who was the highest level official they captured, said, I didn't know this was going on.
Right.
And, you know, and then his final speech before they were going to kill him, but then his guard took pity and helped him commit suicide. He said, whatever you do, don't hold the German people responsible for this stuff because they didn't do it.
Hmm.
Now, well, he wasn't exactly denying it happened.
Well, nobody did it.
He'd been well, right. But his point was like, this court is going to find the regime guilty of this. So I'm asking right. that you don't punish the people for it. That was what, that uh-huh. was what he was saying.
Well, what's the point of a blood libel if we can't
that,
punish
that
the people
fell
for
on
it?
Deaf ears, though.
Of course. I mean, we've been dealing with this ever since. It, but anyway, well, so Cockrell like is totally trounced, and he decides at like 11 o'clock at night or 11:30 at night to do a cope stream with Evalian. I don't know if people remember Evalian. An e-girl from Pole that used to do like sing Happy Birthday to Hitler, and so if you thought she was busted then, she's busted now. Holy shit! And she's just a crazy person. And I don't know what Cockrell
is. Crazy person back then. When he told me his little like helper was called Veronica, I had no idea that's who it was. And Stryker was saying like, dude, that girl is like some lunatic. Like he's got some crazy, like drugged out, like drunk girl that like does streams with him.
And for some reason, because of the lack of self-awareness, it hits him like after 25, 30 minutes that like, this doesn't, I better, and he unlists the stream and tries to hide it, which no, sorry. Like it was on Ranbot's. Ranbot was restreaming it and we were just dying laughing watching this. She becomes his therapist. She helps him. They're talking about substance abuse. She tries to imply, like, I don't think Mike Yonkel is sober during this. I know what alcoholism was like. I know you know what alcoholism is, but.
So I didn't drink. I didn't get drunk till later that night.
Yeah, we went to the bar. We didn't even get drunk.
I had 4 glasses of wine, and I was like, oh, wait. I wasn't drunk, but I was good that Jamie was there to drive home.
But it's like,
I think that would have been a bad idea.
So here they are, like, commiserating.
Wait, I have to put the Zoom call there.
Thanks. Oh, there we go.
Once again, shooting up his nose, but he's not as bad. He's at least he's a little further from the mic this time.
Right.
He seems to have like changed positions. Now he's got a bookshelf behind him. Yeah. He didn't have that. He's in a different room, I guess.
All right, perfect. Let me just see if it's streaming.
Matt, you could hear me in your earphones, right? You hear me.
So she's talking.
Do we actually have to watch this?
She's talking to him on the phone while they're also live.
Yep, I hear you. South, and I can hear you. Stop.
Well, he had all kinds of fucked up tech problems when we started our stream too.
But he's also gonna explain.
Okay, so I'm just gonna give.
He's gonna explain that he only lost the debate because he had, you know, a worse presentation and not as good information as you did.
My reaction to the thing, I thought it went very well. basically, Mike had no. Can you hear me?
She's just in the background, like
Veronica, we can hear you talking on the phone.
The stream is up for real. History speaks stream.
Look, Veronica, we can hear you.
This is funny as fuck. Holy shit.
This fucking idiot.
Yes.
He should be denied his PhD for this entire thing.
It's up here in the chat, right? I'm about to cry.
Veronica, I can hear you talking. I'm going to call the girl. Veronica, I can hear you talking.
For God's sake. Now he's on the phone with her.
Dude, how does internet work?
He's like, now they're both muted.
Yeah, I can hear you talking on the stream.
That's fucking faggot.
That's pretty good.
It's so good.
Dude, I almost feel bad doing this.
I don't feel bad at all. This is exactly.
I know.
This
I
man.
Know,
I mean,
I
this is was
You're
like, oh man.
Heartless than I am.
It's like this guy's just a. He's a complete lolcow. He's just a complete unadult. He is the worst person on the internet. He's a lolcow. He is just like,
can
we just squeeze him.
Episode like this?
Huh?
Just wait, I want to do a TDS episode.
Alex,
like this,
I can hear you talking right now.
Call each other on the phone.
Alex,
and
I can
got
hear
the webcam,
you.
Like, going.
We got to think. Alex, I can hear you.
So there's another Boomer Tech fiasco. Yeah, I think it went very
By
well.
The way,
we have a lot of really
real
good
quick,
clips from it.
We had, like, on the stream when we were he and I were
doing,
we had, like, 5 minutes of shit. Now, I actually had one issue, but it was just all I had to do was move my virtual machine of Zoom into a different. I had Zoom in the same virtual machine
right,
as my. It doesn't matter.
Clearly,
whatever.
Mike was charismatic. Mike had good rhetoric. You got to give him that. But he had no evidence. He had alleged this hoax, holla hoax, and had no shred of evidence. He had no response for the dozens of mass graves in Belzec, for example, which contained hundreds of thousands of corpses, other than the conspiracy theory.
That is just not true.
I know, he's just lying.
I want to respond to that really quickly. He mentioned this archaeological dig, so-called, at Belzec by this guy Andres Kola. Now, Carlo Montano has a whole pamphlet on this. It's actually a book. It's like a booklet. It's like a book. It's like maybe 80 to 90 pages.
We're supposed to be A-logging here. But we all know this. There's a mass grave.
But I want to respond.
They did like
to
a bunch of core
point,
samples.
Though.
They found
facts are also important. Okay, we can A-log. But he's saying this about the Belzec thing. I just didn't. I just said, like, I don't agree that that's what that archaeological study says. I don't agree with his conclusions.
Right.
Because it would have been way too complicated to go into.
Right.
The dissecting of the core samples and how the space, the surface area of these graves. Now, Carlo Montano, he was bringing out Carlo Montano saying Carlo Montano agrees. That's not true.
No,
Carlo Montano recounts what Kola says and then gives his take on why it's vastly exaggerated, right?
Right.
But that's before you do that, you have to say what the other guy is actually telling, is actually
right.
saying is the case, right? So he was. It's funny because he's actually using Montano's book for, which is easier to get than the Kola study for a fucking reason.
For a good reason.
Because Jews don't put that study out. So the way you get it is you actually read Montano A-logging it. But
this is the.
If you want to read about that, you can read the 80-page commentary that Montano does.
Yeah.
That was too complicated to get into in this format. So I just said that I don't agree with that. Like and he knows why I don't. He's read Montano's pamphlet. So forget about it. Like, whatever. Like, you could use that, but you only use that because you know it's easy to make the allegation. It's complicated to make the refutation. But so I just skipped. I just didn't spend time on it because I didn't want to get into the weeds on that shit. Like,
right.
But suffice it to say, at best, he can say there was remains of a few hundred bodies.
Right.
Which wouldn't surprise
And
us.
Then they paved over it and planted some trees, correct?
And they paved over the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, you can't you can't dig now.
Really, all of my evidence and had nothing but rhetoric. And
rhetoric.
He had no explanation for how these millions of people disappeared.
They didn't disappear.
With any evidence. Basically, it was like trying to play tennis against somebody who isn't using a racket. It was...
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Bag it.
In which case, you win every fucking point. What are you talking about?
Bizarre.
You trying to play tennis against someone without a racket, you win for every serve. You win.
Our experience, I think
they can't return serve. So
that's probably the debate
that's not
for
what
me
it's
and
like.
Also for interest of people. And for education would be the uninterrupted parts, because the interrupted parts he just tried to derail. And he had, he did better in those parts, but he didn't do – I don't think really that part of the debate is particularly interesting, although there were some hilarious admissions.
Like the 2.5 hours where I was wrecking you?
Holocaust. And I have clips to describe that. I mean, if you go through the debate, and I would challenge even his supporters to go through it, like, he doesn't lay a glove on me intellectually. Yeah, he's a pretty charismatic guy. I'll give him that. But he just doesn't make a single argument. And look, my goal here
that
isn't
is just
to like.
Not, that's a lie.
Here's how
that I didn't make arguments.
Like we
well,
can
listen.
Drops from this for
here's
while.
His.
Yeah, we actually can do that.
Here's where he explains this
intellectually.
Here's where he explains his.
No wonder he and Spencer are friends. They kind of have similar verbal affectations. They got that. They got that same kind of effeminate. Imagine an interview with him and Richard Spencer, like. He didn't lay a glove on you. Oh, no gloves were laid.
This is where he explains that his goal wasn't to win.
That's a fucking retarded cope. Yeah, there we go. That's really stupid.
Isn't to like show Mike's a loser or whatever. It's to show that he doesn't have any evidence for his claims. And he clearly showed that today. He has no evidence of a hoax. He has no evidence of anything he's talking about. You know, and he wasn't able to lay a glove on my evidentiary presentation. He had to invoke. There was a funny pattern he did. He had to invoke conspiracy theories, say this is fake, this is fake, and then he.
I never did that. He actually used fake documents. I never did that because it's a weak ass argument. I literally said I don't. I'm not going to sit here saying all this shit is fake because that just sounds dumb. But the Jaeger report that he was citing, talking about how all these kids, that's fake. That's fucking fake.
Yep.
Again, there's a very complicated argument about why it's fake, but which I didn't want to go into because I feel like saying shit is fake is weak. But why, at one point I did cite that report because in his own provided translation, which he never provided a translation to me, but when he's arguing with Dalton, he provides a translation in their written debate. The part he picked out, oh my God. So the part he picks out of the Jaeger report, which is probably fake, and when they actually caught that guy, Jaeger, it's so funny because Cocker loves testimony. When they caught that guy, Jaeger, all the testimony he gave said, none of that stuff's true. I didn't do any of that stuff. So, like, what do you prefer? But
who is this?
This is Evalian. This is where the cringe begins. He's done. So, I'm skipping over his sculpts because you keep arguing with him. This is not why I don't like. He doesn't deserve to be argued with. He sucks.
No, but I want to clear this up for the audience. So the point.
Look, I think the audience already knows. That's the problem. Go ahead.
No. See, hold on a second. Let me just say this. The part of the Jaeger report that he translated in the Dalton debate, it literally has this guy, I think is Jaeger, I forget his first name, saying, like, I wanted to kill all these Jews, and, like, the Wehrmacht disciplined me for that.
Right.
And so I was saying, like, even your own fucking thing indicates that, like, you would get in trouble if you try to, like, murder a bunch of Jews. And he's like, That was basically his response. Anyway, well, his response was like, well, yeah, but the category of non-murderable Jews was just tiny. I was like, okay, so then they weren't all murdered.
So anyway, so Evalian comes in to sit in to start the therapy session.
We'll what's the point where she's saying, fuck you? Is there a point where she's just yelling, fuck you? Maybe I'm not. That's what Borzo was telling me.
I don't know.
Yeah. Every frame.
I think that was during the introduction of the debate. She's hot mic, like yelling at somebody else, fuck you.
Okay. All right.
We're going to go into every frame later, and we're going to clip this. It was, I think it was.
No, you're not, because your fucking video got banned.
You got banned, so you're not clipping it.
I told him it was going to happen.
All right.
I was like, when you put my name on a video, when you put Holocaust Denial in the title, it's going to get banned, like, very quickly. By the time we got home from the steakhouse, it was banned already.
Worth 2 years of begging Enoch to talk to History Speaks. I mean, I didn't spend that much time on this, so...
Yeah, you spent... It was your entire life for 2 years. The amount of emails and messages
this
you're
guy
obsessed.
Was me
oh, my God. It wasn't...
At some point, publish
actually,
the email
he,
record.
Actually,
with him. It would be
I know I've done everything I can to sort of distort the meaning of A-Log, but he is a legit, like, A-Log. His life is pathetic. He is absolutely just in the dumps. And this obsession with you and this has basically done, like, what can I do to make myself feel better about what a horrible, shitty person is? Well, I'll pretend that, like, I'm going to have a fight with, like, a big, bad neo-Nazi and make them and just lose. Like, that is the legit A-Log. You're looking for someone to beat up to make yourself feel better. And it totally failed.
When every frame it was later, a we're going to clip this. It was, I think it was good for the truth and good for me.
It's good for me. It's good for me to have 200 views and have the video taken down, so I don't even have a YouTube channel.
Well, here's the other thing about this: the guy saying that to him is a Jew.
Yeah,
this guy Duvid, right?
Yeah, it's Duvid.
So that guy's a Jew. He's kind of like one of these edgy. He's like, he'll like say like, yeah, black people are dumb or something like that, right? And he'll probably do the thing like left. He probably loves Israel. He's one of those types, right?
Right.
All the Jews that hang out with Matthew are those kind of Jews,
right?
Which is funny. Because Matthew is part Arab.
Right.
Now, he makes fun of me, or he was for a while, but I was just ignoring it and refusing to even get in the weeds on about it. He's like, oh, Hitler wanted to kill Slavs. You are a fucking half Egyptian, from what I understand. He's half Egyptian by ancestry. So, which I don't make fun of somebody for being half Egyptian. But, like, why the fuck are you hanging out with these
Jews?
Zionist fucking kikes
it's
that
crazy.
Are actually, like, genociding your brethren
traitor.
In Palestine? Like, fucking fuck you. You're traitor. A race traitor, Matthew.
Neo-Nazi.
You're a fucking race traitor. Guy, to both your white and your Egyptian.
You're Jewish. What was it worth 2 years of making Enoch to talk to History Speaks? I mean, I didn't spend that much time on this, so I think it probably was worth it. I mean, I have to look at how much
Stupid doesn't think it's worth it. But it was you're a fucking Schitt's Creek.
All right, here's
the type of Jew that'll talk to you.
Can you hear me?
All right, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
Here's where the SSRIs begin.
Dude, this is like the series where the benzo kick in. Like,
when the benzo and the vodka hits.
There's the girl.
Today it was time wasted.
Yeah, I don't either.
Honestly, my husband and I, we had fun watching this debate. It was actually really good for us. That just stupid. Watching what happened today, my husband and I bonded and our marriage is closer. So I think I think Mike, just today was a good day because of you guys.
Yeah, I suppose so. I'm going to go through the rest
of the husband were like banging while
yes.
we were...
Yes, that's the upshot, yeah.
But,
so, like, let's just, like, look, let's, like, break this down. While I was BTFO and Cockerel, this bitch was cooming. She was cooming listening to me wreck this.
She was impacted.
All
by
right.
It.
I mean, that's, yeah, I mean,
all right, let's go.
Is that the Duvid?
Oh, he's crying.
Scale wiki articles. There's no wiki articles I cited. Looks like you've been crying for a few hours. I've been tired, but I haven't been crying.
Yeah,
he's. I'm telling you, at this point, he has like 25 viewers, and like 10 of them are our guys that meandered over to laugh at him.
I saw you get overwhelmed in the debate, and
I saw you get overwhelmed. And this is where like,
yeah,
the self awareness starts to hit. It
looks like you've been crying for a few hours. I've been tired, but I haven't been crying. You know,
yeah, you got overwhelmed though. That's how you get overwhelmed in the debate, and
that's not how you cope stream
because you have a life, you have things happening, Matt. You have a lot going on in your life, and this was just kind of squeezed in. Mike Enoch, he also has a lot going on in his life, so So, Matt and Mike are both busy people, and this was kind of a mess because of that.
That's what I'm helping.
Looking at
here? She says the debate was a mess, and he lost because you're a busy guy. This is insane. This is so funny.
Look,
and he still hasn't.
Guys are really busy.
All right, and he's still. Now I'm getting interested in this because I just avoided this because I hate cringe. But like, I want to think about this for a second. Like, what society produces this? Like, look at what we're.
Pretending that there was a massive genocide in the European continent by just pretending.
I think
that this
it's
thing
even
happened.
Something other than. I mean, ultimately, the
you
Holocaust
have to be
myth
insane.
Produced this stream.
You have
and
to be
on
insane.
That grounds alone.
These people are
it should be indicted. Like the Holocaust should be thrown in the trash just based on the grounds that it produced this shit show. Like that could be the only argument, and you'd win. But like this girl is like. Stryker was saying that he had some lunatic girl like doing stuff for him, and I guess are all the streams with this broad like this, or is this one?
I don't know. I think this is particular, but she admits to being trashed.
I mean, yeah, I'm feeling pretty tired, but I mean, bro. I think I did.
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the free fag edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Very well. What do you think, girly?
So this is what
you
I
call
did.
Her girly.
Yes, I believe so.
That's what?
I don't know. He's just like simping. I don't know.
So this
why
is
are you
what
simping
I...
for a girl that just said she fucked her husband? That's so pathetic. Jesus
he is.
Christ.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So this is what I think. I have to turn off my notification. Sorry. This is what I think about the whole debate. I watched the whole thing from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it when you and Mike started talking to each other and it wasn't just ranting. In the beginning, Matt ranted. But then Mike ranted. But after that, my husband and I, we started to enjoy it because there were parts in the debate where
we were having
Mike
sex.
Did really good. And but honestly,
so you keep talking over it. You have to just let this go. You don't. She says how
okay,
good
I'm
you.
Sorry, I'm
she
sorry.
Says how well you did, and his like he cringes.
There were
it's
parts
great.
In the debate where Mike did really good, And but honestly, most of the debate, Matt did amazing. And I was sitting at the edge of my chair for real. This is my chair, guys. I just bought a house last year. I don't got furniture. This is my chair. Okay? It's like a lawn chair. And I was sitting at the edge of this chair for like the second hour where everyone was interacting with each other.
Well, hold on a second.
I know, I paused it.
Okay, that's like an outside, that's like a camping chair, or like a lawn chair.
Yeah.
And look at, there's no, I mean, I'm not usually one to do, but her house is empty. Like in another shot, you can see that like there's just no furniture in that room.
Just the inside of her skulls.
So yeah. Like what?
I think I did well. I think this is going well. This is a good look. My 20 Jewish friends think this is a good look. So what's the lawn chair?
Look, I want to just say one thing here. I mean, like our operation is like just so much more. Like even though we're all sitting doing the Brady Bunch thing on this show or whatever, but like. We're so much more dignified than these people.
Like,
oh, they already did it.
Oh, yeah.
They already did it.
That's how I knew about this.
They were all over this. That's why we have it.
I heard this live because Ranbot piped it into his stream, and we were just cracking up. What's up?
I'll just say, like, generally speaking, like, even though we do this show and we've been doing it, and we sometimes do, you know, we sometimes dip our toe into a little bit of internet drama stuff, we're like, it's just so much of, I mean, I just, when I look at this, I'm like, it's such like a train wreck. The whole thing is such a fucking.
This is an absolute train wreck.
Snowballing
and
shit show.
He eventually figures out that it's a train wreck and says he's going to stop it and
how
put an end to it.
How did he not already figure it out as soon as he saw that broad's fucking drunk
I'm
face?
I'm telling you,
I saw her, like.
There is a profound lack of self-awareness with him. He doesn't get what's going on. He doesn't get it. Like his interactions, he doesn't see how he comes off to people. He doesn't see how he looks.
Guy, I mean, he probably literally is under the impression that having a girl on the stream or helping him or something like increases
his
clout or something. Is he like the type of nigga to count kisses? Like,
he has has no clout. He can't increase it. Anyway, let's Benzo face.
You guys, why did you guys bond over the thing?
Oh, we both got pissed off, and it's just that we both enjoyed the content. We're both interested in World War II, and we both know who Mike Enoch is.
The fat of the era.
We know who you are. Maybe mostly because we're familiar with you and Mike Enoch. But I'm very glad that this debate happened. My husband and I, we had a moment because of it.
So 2 points, 2 questions for you. How do you think Mike did as a in terms of his charisma, his personal charisma, and then how intellectually do you think he did?
Tell me how much more charismatic he is than me. Tell me how much better he is.
Well, she basically already told you that she's cooming to my personal charisma, right. So
because my assessment at the beginning was Mike was impressive charisma-wise, but he just had nothing intellectually. What do you think?
Yes. One sec. Sorry.
Why?
Wait, I have to check my phone. Okay. My phone's more important than the live stream.
Hold on a second.
You're coping. I have to piss.
I
have to stay here, though.
Yeah. I got to just say this.
Yeah, go ahead.
The very fact that you would value the opinion of this woman.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That you would wonder, like, you see this girl. Okay, think about this for a second. You see this girl. She is blasted out of her mind. Her fucking mascara is like running down her face.
I think her eyes are just drew from the outside. It's weird.
Right? She is obviously like she almost looks like would you just get back from the bar or like you're just getting off a bender?
In
like
a pharmacy.
She's coming off a bender. She's basically coming off a bender.
Yeah.
And she's like on like just the whole package, right?
Yeah.
And you are valuing her opinion. I mean, as soon as I saw that face that she was making,
I'll be like, "Why is he hitting up this broad, this married broad at 11:39 on a Saturday? Why is that where he's going with it too?"
This broad and her husband on a Saturday night get drunk and have sex, like that's their business. That's fine.
I don't mind that. But like, why is Cogrel like? Why are you
inserting himself into this?
You know, it's also just not going to work. Like, you're not gonna cuck her husband. She has no interest in you. Look at her. She's fucking. tell me how well I did in life cleaning with my
charisma. Looking at and she's just like, from her husband
she's like,
right now.
I will after I read my phone. I'm getting Instagram. Look at how long she leaves him hanging.
A person in the chat asked if I'm a Nazi. Is a Valion a Nazi anymore? I'm a Valion, a Valion. And I'm not a Nazi. I'm pro-Jewish. I love Jewish people. I love Israel. Okay. And now to answer your question. Wait, what was it?
See, wow, this girl has had a few drinks, unfortunately.
Yes. It's starting to sink in. Yeah, it's 11 minutes and 21 seconds.
Well, here's a quote from Cockrell. Wait, hold on a second. Eventually, you know, a few minutes later, here's a clip of Cockrell. He's like,
here's the gas chamber.
All right.
Wait, now, Matt, please repeat what you asked me, because I was...
I don't remember what you said 2 seconds ago.
So,
look at him. He's done the eye rubs.
Oh, okay. I haven't had any drinks, but I'm just a bit wiped out.
I know you're just tired.
You know, these things, these things are like, I have to say,
what you asked me. Wait, I'm going to talk, Matt.
Girly, you got to bear with me.
Wait. He keeps calling her girly.
Okay. One second. All right. Okay. All right.
This is so bizarre. Okay. I'm having difficulty.
I'll just give you my takeaway.
This is my favorite show.
Mike was a lot more charismatic than I thought he'd be. He was a very good speaker, I thought, in many places. But I thought he had no intellectual content.
Is this guy not an A-log of mine? Like, does he not know?
Well, no, he's begging his chat and her to validate that false statement. She's too drunk.
It's not true that I did not make arguments and that I did not have facts on my side.
This is one of the worst copes I've ever seen.
The charisma was there, but you need to have the facts too, and I had them, and it wasn't good for him.
No.
It's not just that I was like better and you know, which is true, I am, but that's just...
Would be persuaded. Whatever. So if you could look at it two ways. If it's a sense like, did Mike embarrass himself? Did he look like a loser? No, he looked like a tough guy, so he had good rhetoric. So in that sense, I think you could say he did pretty well. Yeah, all right, let me finish. But I'm giving you my opinion, then I want to get your take. And the code is
why would you want her take anymore? You just said that she's drunk. Like, okay.
That's my first opinion. But so yeah,
what happened,
Alex? I missed what Alex said.
Is this going to have the best clip? Like, because someone just posted like a 1 minute clip of her saying something, and it is fucking hilarious.
Oh, I'm assuming that Jesse wants to do all of it.
It's such an old. It's got to be from a different part of the video because the camera angle is different.
Kind of was kicked out by him. Tired in terms of being tired, not in terms of losing the debate.
That's coming.
All right.
In terms of intellectually, he didn't lay a glove on me. I mean, that's my perception. Emphatically, after rewatching the thing, like he didn't have any evidence.
He rewatched it.
His first claim of a hoax to frame the Germans. And he didn't lay a glove on any of my evidence.
This was over 4 hours later. He could have. He could have sat there and obsessively watched it.
He had no response to dozens of mass graves at Belzec loaded with ash, other than, oh, it's a conspiracy. The archaeologist lied. So, but what do you think? Do you see that duality, or do you think Mike had more substance than giving him credit for?
Okay, all right. And I remember exactly what I was going to say. And what I'm going to probably repeat in my own video on my own channel. But I feel like this debate was a roller coaster, and it was highly entertaining. There were moments where you did so good, Matt. It's where you raped Mike Enoch in the ass. You did so good.
And oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month. Unless you're using like e-checks, then there's some extra fees because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use e-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when, because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
Other moments where Mike, he actually genuinely made me LOL. It's just his rhetoric and the way he said things and the way he looked on camera. And it's not, I have to condemn his anti-Semitism. It's disgusting. I said on my own Twitter, I tweeted stuff throughout the debate, but I really wish if I had control over this debate, if I was a moderator, mm-hmm. you want to know what I would have asked you and Enoch?
This is so good.
What?
What is your definition of the Holocaust? What is a Holocaust?
That's quite an insightful question.
I think. It's true because I've had to
because actually kind of sympathize with Cockrell here at this point, but I don't sympathize with him because why are you doing this?
This is exactly right. What is the Holocaust? Because he says
why
now,
are you doing this?
Says, is the Holocaust people getting shot somewhere out east?
Oh, did she say that?
No, because but that's what that question is, because she seems to be not clear on what the Holocaust is by definition. It's like, well, yeah, that's the whole problem. It's been backpedaled so far. Soon there's going to be no gassings. They're going to have to remove
an
the gas.
Argument I made.
Yes.
I actually made this argument.
And look at his face like, oh, my God, she just asked me. That's like the worst question to ask a Holocaust affirmer. Because, yeah, we can't even define what it is anymore.
I think I'm just a bit wiped to answer it with 3 hours of this. And I went to the gym afterwards, too, by the way.
Oh, God. Yeah,
here we go.
I had to fucking cancel. Yeah. I agree with that.
She's telling him he needs to get in shape.
Mike and I both need more fitness in our lives. I know.
Absolutely. Everyone does, for real. Everyone does.
Just like,
this
I'm going to.
Girl.
He just got told.
Let me tell you something, sweetheart. If there's somebody that needs to shake the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah.
This girl needs to spend less on
alcohol.
Everyone needs. It's rather drunk.
Okay. I'm drunk a little bit, but I feel good. But listen. Okay. For real.
For real, indeed.
Matthew Cockerill and Mike Enoch, they did great. Both of them did. But there were times in the debate where both of them got overwhelmed.
That's not true.
And they both lost their cool, and I can't wait to make highlights. And the highlights that I'm going to make will include talking points from both sides. And I will, Matt, I'll show you before we release them. But I just can't wait to shorten this debate, because there were moments in this debate that were gold. For real, I have not been entertained by a debate or anything on YouTube for years. But this debate entertained me, and both of you did a great job.
We both were overwhelmed. What do you mean by that?
You're correct.
See, now he's getting mad. What do you mean we were both overwhelmed? Correct.
There's one point where he tripped me up. She's literally just gaslighting.
She's being a drunk girl, though. She's just
okay, Matt.
Yeah.
There was a time in the debate near the end where you sounded like you were very low energy and you were covering your face. And there was a time in the beginning of the debate where Mike Enoch was yelling. Mike Enoch, it was like he thought yelling and talking over you was an argument. And I told you earlier, Matt, I don't know if you remember, I told you about how I thought Mike Enoch was raising the gain on his microphone.
Now she's going to show the demonstration and operation of gain knobs. She has a crappy Yeti mic and she's going to show you the volume knob.
While he was talking.
This knob right here. This is the gay now. Here, turn it off.
Hold on.
I know you didn't do any of that. It's just like they're. It's
no.
Coping.
It's not just that. It's just
we don't have a shitty mic like that either.
Hold on a second.
Yeah,
I don't have a shitty Yeti, but like,
no.
I predicted they would say this. Like in a couple of different chats, I said I will bet you at the end that they say this or that Cockrell says it. I thought he would be the
I'm
one.
Sorry,
to say.
Just because you just got BTFO'd by this drunk girl.
Yeah,
secret's out.
I actually made sure in the one I released, just to show you what a good guy I am. In the one I put up on Odyssey, I actually compressed it so that our levels were equal before I upload.
That's the button. This button right here is gain. This button is gain. Well,
guess what, sweetheart?
And you increase it, you get louder. So if you yell and increase it, you get louder. God. So, Mike Eno.
So here we have evidence of a hoax.
Yeah.
All right. Veronica is. I think your microphone's going a little bit. No, I mean like.
I will give Matthew credit.
He came through
not biting on that.
He came.
Bite on it? Does he eventually start?
He came through loud and clear. He can't. It's like
he seems to know that. Also, he knows one thing. He might have enough self awareness to understand that is the weakest of all sauce. Well, that if you start bitching about that, unless it's like blatantly, like you're like whisper quiet, and the other guy is like.
And when that happens, there's a lot of.
And when that happens, everybody will say.
Everybody complains in the chat, so that didn't happen. Right. And he's also like, his copes are like, you were charismatic and had good rhetoric. It's like, well, it's a debate.
I have to give Mike is he really wore me out. I felt tired at the end. I
did.
I worked out, now I'm like totally zonked. I'm like fucking ready to go to sleep.
Don't like this idea of me wearing.
You can hear me now, though, right?
We can hear you. All right, Veronica, you gotta try to hold it together just a little bit, okay?
It's starting
you're
to
chill.
Come back.
There's no problem with you being chill. I want to talk. I think a lot of people are probably listening because of you. But my opinion,
a lot of people weren't listening. There was 25 people.
Thank you, Veronica. My opinion is Mike did very.
There were hundreds of people listening to it through Ranbot, but
well, when it came to rhetoric and charisma,
again,
he actually seems like on the show to have packed it in lately. He doesn't seem to be very good, so I didn't expect him to be such a charismatic figure. But I guess I just have to stand by what I said earlier. Intellectually, I can't imagine that an intelligent, open-minded person who believes in the Holocaust would come to that saying Mike has raised doubt. He just had no evidence. So, I mean, he would like try to poke at this evidence, that evidence, but he had no alternative explanation for how the people disappeared, and he had no explanation for
people
no evidence for his hollow hoax. So
they didn't disappear.
Veronica, hon, I really worried that you drank a little too much.
I just
want
to say this really quick.
Well, hold on. He's back into like talking to her now. Like, oh, Veronica.
No, I know.
I want to see this part with Veronica.
Yeah,
Before we go back, I just want to make this point. The two things, though, that he is relying on are essentially demands to prove some kind of a negative as why he won.
Right.
So that's just, he's just or that,
he
that,
knows.
That, yeah.
He knows.
Yeah.
Paula hoax. So, Veronica, hon, I really worried that you drank a little too much.
I don't think you understand. I just want to talk.
Okay. We can talk. Someone says a Valiant is steamrolling you.
I'm not. That's funny. I'm not trying to attack Matt. I love Matt.
My God,
I want Matt to grow.
No, I want
him to be successful.
Well,
it's okay. That's nice of you to say.
It's nice to want things.
You know, what are your own plans going to be?
Where's your drink, Matt?
Right now it's water.
Yeah, I told you, Matt, to always drink while you talk. It's great. And it keeps your voice sounding good. So, like, my own plans, I want my own podcast. I'm inspired by Boyd Rice, Howard Stern, H3H3. These are my inspirations. I have a lot of ideas, and I'm going to promote on my Twitter, my Instagram, my own podcast. But right now, I'm concerned about this Mike Enoch debate. It was a year and a half in the works.
Longer than that, shit.
Yeah, I mean, that part was silly. He was, look, the best part of the debate for Mike, he did very poorly. The best part of the debate for Mike was when he just got to yell and be, hey, what are you doing this? Just like pure rhetorical where I couldn't finish points. Like, for example, there was this point about hearsay or whatever, where I'm going to show this post the clip.
Oh,
where I'm clearly talking about the part that isn't hearsay is El Husseini's mental state. That's what's not hearsay.
As
a leader, as a major perpetrator, right? He believed the extermination was happening. That's not hearsay. And I clearly say that. I say it's for his belief. And then Mike screamed and I couldn't get it out. So it sounds like I don't know what hearsay is.
You don't know what hearsay is. Thing, well, no, you do. You're just lying about it.
Where you can just scream.
Can I explain this one to the audience real quick?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, look, I'm. this is my autism.
No, no, you're right. You're right.
So this is kind of similar to what we did.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. I could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription, and then you'll never have to hear me again, unless I'm filling it or something.